RNZ Pacific News, Te Alofa Lava, I'm Seo Manuteva, I'm Tau Fai. The former Vanuatu Prime Minister and now opposition leader is not ruling out a court action if the government does not bow to his cause to postpone the country's first referendum. The upcoming referendum aims to overcome the nation's persistent political instability. Ismail Kausakau says that there has not been enough time for public consultation.
A person who's not satisfied by what's happening can go to the Supreme Court and have a determination as to whether their rights will likely be infringed by this amendment. At the moment, I'm asking for more time. I am hoping that wisdom prevails at the end of the day.
Mr. Kausakau insists he is voting yes in the upcoming referendum and his call for postponement is in the public interest. The government has told local media a delay is not possible as the process is already underway. Mr. Kausakau disputes that. In Solomon Islands, a former opposition leader, Matthew Wanlei, will face off with former Foreign Affairs Minister Jeremiah Manele for the prime ministership. The election of the prime minister will be held at 9:30 a.m. local time on Thursday. It will be presided over by the Governor-General, Sir David Vunangi, and conducted by secret ballot. As far as RNZ Pacific is aware, Mr. Manele and Mr. Wale are the only two prime ministerial candidates that have been publicly announced. However, candidate nominations could also be submitted quietly. So until the Governor-General announced the total number of candidates, RNZ Pacific could not rule out the possibility of at least one more horse in the race. A Fijian human rights lawyer says the government needs to increase its budget to tackle human trafficking. About 10,000 Fijian dollars has been allocated to the human trafficking unit in the budget. The latest US Department of State report on human trafficking in Fiji found the government of Fiji is falling short of meeting the minimum standards for the elimination of trafficking. Human rights lawyer Susan Sedukai says human trafficking alongside domestic violence and drugs is only getting worse.
I feel that this $10,000 allocation is definitely not enough to push the initiative that we need for tackling human trafficking in our country.
The Papua New Guinea local level government election dates have been changed because the national census will be conducted around the same time in July, which would tax resources. This is according to Provincial and Local Level Government Affairs Minister Soroi Eoe. The national newspaper reports the issue of votes is expected on July 25th, with polling starting August 24th and ending September 6th. The minister says local level is an important third tier of government and the ministry has concern for some time. An environmental advocate is calling for better protection of coral reefs in Cook Islands. Alex King says some tourism activities can be harmful to the island's delicate ocean health. She says over the years she's advocated for tour operators and tourists alike to be more mindful of live corals, saying stepping on coral and even certain sunscreens can cause serious harm.
There's many different things that affect our coral reef, but I think the most direct one that's kind of being swept under the carpet a little bit is our tourism industry. As much as we love and enjoy having our visitors and those that support our businesses locally, we also need to focus on in that environmental management.
She says people need to be more aware of the important role coral systems play in the ecosystem and the lives of Cook Islanders. After 43 years, the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Saipan is closing on June 30th. According to an announcement on its website, it says it will cease its operation permanently and will no longer be a Hyatt-branded property. Over 100 Hyatt staff will be laid off following the closure. CNMI Labour Secretary Vicky Benavente, who got her start at Hyatt Regency Saipan, says the closure of the hotel is sad news. But she says tourism needs to keep moving forward, managing natural resources, educating youth about the importance of tourism and marketing the destination as effectively as possible. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, an Auckland principal had such a terrible experience with getting rid of asbestos from his school, he thought of quitting. His school was told fixing 8 classrooms would take 90 days and cost around NZD$500,000, but that's ballooned. The Education Ministry is considering giving schools more help dealing with the dangerous material. Phil Pennington reports.
Glenavon Primary in Blockhouse Bay was told by experts an 8-classroom block up for renovation in 2022 had no asbestos, but it did. The project was supposed to take 90 days and cost $500,000, but is still going and may end up costing 6 times as much. The main contractor, Dayton Percy, says he was exposed to the asbestos and his company has suffered. The principal, John Hunt, says it has been exhausting spending 80% of his time on property problems. He says they always kept the children safe with daily air monitoring, but needed more support.
In world news, British police are investigating the motive behind a stabbing spree which killed a 14-year-old boy and injured 4 others east of London. The ABC's Carmen Gock reports.
Police in London say while the motive is still unclear, they don't believe this was a terror-related incident. A 36-year-old man was seen wielding a sword in a quiet street northeast of London and allegedly stabbed 5 people. 2 police officers received serious injuries while a 14-year-old boy died from his injuries in hospital. An officer was filmed pleading with residents to lock their doors while they attempted to apprehend the man. Police say he was tasered and taken into custody 22 minutes after receiving the emergency call.
In sports, Vanuatu football star Brian Kautak is close to recording another milestone in his professional football career in Australia. Oceania Football Centre says the central back is a match away from clinching the Premier's plate with the Central Coast Mariners in the A-League. The Mariners sit second on the table, 1 point behind the Wellington Phoenix. The Mariners need a win against Adelaide United tonight to win the plate for finishing top of the regular season table. The A-League final series will start next weekend. Papua New Guinea boxer John Ume is upbeat about his Olympic qualifier in Thailand next month after beating an Australian opponent in Port Moresby at the weekend. The national newspaper says Ume defeated New South Wales' Henry Nabel in the 63.5kg division bout as part of the Kokoda Challenge. Ume is aiming to qualify for the Paris Olympics in July with 3 other PNG boxers, including one female, Sheila Yama. 3 debutantes have been named in the first Black Fern squad of the year. Blues women's lock Ma'ama Vaipulu, Matatu halfback Maya Joseph and Hurricanes Apua first 5 Hannah King have been picked for the Pacific 4 series, which defending champions New Zealand kick off against the US in Hamilton next weekend. 20-year-old King made her Super Rugby Aupiki debut this year after 2 FPC seasons with Canterbury.
I've dreamt of this, being in the squad, and if I was to make my debut since a little girl playing rugby at West Mountain. It's always been a dream of mine and a goal, and just I've always said my why is to make this little girl's dream come true, so if it does come true, that would be amazing.
And that's your latest RNZ Pacific News and Sport. For more stories, go to rnzi.com.